This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
News!
This one's great. Tornado of poop. Melrose homes ruined after raw sewage spews from toilets.
One more time, the beginning of that headline.
Quote, tornado of poop, end quote.
One more time.
Tornado of poop.
One more time.
Is this a Dean White?
Tornado of poop.
This is how we haze around here. One more time.
Tornado of poop.
I can go on to the next one.
News!
Catholic bishop.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That liner will be the everlasting legacy of Enterch and Logan. We lost Enterch and Tucker last week to the bubonic plague.
There's going to be another disease, right?
No, not around here.
Not everybody can die of the same disease.
The bubonic plague killed millions, Rudy.
There's going to be something else.
One third of life.
Is that true?
One third of Europe?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, of life seems dramatic, but... Well,
listen, Europe was the only thing that mattered.
Wow, beards.
I had a couple of great freaking jokes that would all get me in trouble.
Wow.
So we go to Enterch and Logan here now. This is his last day before the plague takes him. Can you just give him one good cough?
Wow.
So clearly he's on his deathbed as an intern and as an Enterch. Do you feel, scale 1 to 10, confidence here on the headlines you're bringing to us on your last day?
You know, I think this might be my best set of headlines yet. And to be honest... If that right there, that intro is my lasting legacy here at Sports Radio 810, I think I'll be fine taking that to my grave.
And your grave is coming. Gotta say that if you learned anything during this internship, it would have been that you under promise and over deliver.
10:01 tonight, we're burying you.
And that death is imminent.
And it's like a sea burial, but instead of a sea, we just throw them over the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pile of interns at the bottom.
Listen, if you jump to the tree, you're safe.
Yeah, if you can make it. Only I can.
Just tell my fiance I love her.
We will not.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it would be really weird if I did.
Yeah.
It's like, Logan's fiance, I love you. I don't know. He told me to say that. It's weird.
Tell me that I love her. So be like,
he said I'm the new fiance.
Hey, Logan's fiance. He loves you.
What does this mean?
He's also dead.
I don't know. I mean, I guess Rudy could tell her. You're like 10 years older than she is, right? How old are you? 14, Logan?
Yeah, I look 14. I'm not 14.
He's 15,
I'm 21
actually,
years
Josh.
Old.
I can't believe you're 21. You need to figure out how to grow up.
He's 21
in
dog
I get carded
years.
For buying lottery tickets.
He's 21
but yes,
in
I'm 21.
Dog years.
You're buying lottery tickets?
Wow.
I have a couple times.
Wow. I never
carded?
Have.
Listen,
no
if it reaches
no.
a, if it reaches $1 billion, I got to give it a shot,
it's
right?
Not, no.
$2 or $3 bucks?
I feel
on
like
the off chance
be
I win $1 billion?
You're
I mean,
smart.
Yes,
you're
I have a better
smart.
Chance of
What's
getting
happening?
Struck by lightning twice. But I'll get struck by lightning twice, so it means I win
I mean,
a lottery
do you,
once.
Though?
I mean, I would happily get struck by lightning twice to win for $1 billion. Are you
yeah,
kidding me?
For sure, I'd take those
odds. How much money would it take for you to get struck by lightning twice?
About $2 billion.
Unfreaking believable. Let's do the headlines.
Starting price.
Okay, for me, $200.
Never mind, let Rudy.
Headlines! I've got headlines over here!
Is it $200?
You want a headline? I've got plenty of them! Got breaking news here! Hey, you! You!
Lunch.
You want some breaking news? What about you,
talk
old
about
lady?
Lunch. All right, last time to the headline baby. Ringer. Turch and Logan, what do you have for us?
All right, I have 12 headlines here. First one, microchips implanted in obese people's brains electroshock them when they think about food.
I mean,
when they think about food?
When they think about food. This is a clinical trial that is going on. 6 morbidly obese people have agreed to take part in a trial aimed at controlling binge eating and improving their health.
You have to do like at least, what, 30, 40?
I think it's more about like trying to
not just say,
this
starve them out.
Point being, where do I sign up?
Yeah, I'll take more information on this one, I guess, because this,
It will take place over 5 years, and the participants will have the chips implanted in their brains for at least 18 months at a time. Once implanted, it continuously records brain activity and delivers a mild electric shock whenever it detects a specific pattern of activity that signals the onset of a seizure. The shock is designed to stop the seizure before it begins, and a study apparently found that the same technique could be used to suppress binge eating in mice.
Okay. Wow.
Well, if there's anything
so
Pizza Rat showed us,
questions.
Is that, you know, mice and rats eat too much.
Can I say this? I am probably less microchip in the brain averse than most people, Like, if I could tweet without ever touching my phone, you know? If I could tweet with my mind.
You just need Google Glasses.
Oh, I don't want to look like an idiot.
Just, like, essentially contacts.
Goes over I would like that. Yeah. You can put a microchip. I'm basically saying you can put a microchip in my brain if you thought it would do something cool. That's pretty much where I'm at.
I'd be down with that.
And I'm also first in line for teleportation. I know the first, like, billion people who try that are going to get, you know, like, spaghettified. Yeah.
Their atoms are going to be moved around and, like, your head is going to be where your foot's at.
Actually, they just turn up in the sun.
I've almost died the last two times I've driven back from St. Joe just because I get hella sleepy. And here's a story. Hold these headlines, look. Can I get it? Actually, okay, good. Here, no, all right, that's fine, actually. A story my dad has told that really resonates with me. He used to work super early mornings at a bakery that he and his brother had. And there are a whole bunch of stories of my dad almost dying in different vehicles before I was born. Or conceived, I guess. I needed him to not die at that point because I needed to exist still.
Did it work?
Yes, believe it or not. Spoiler alert. What? Bummer. Beard just simultaneously wished that my dad would have died and that I never would have existed. What do you think the show would be? What do you think the show would be, Beards, if my dad had died before I was conceived, huh?
Entirely sports.
Beard's crazy NBA stats.
The Beards McFly show.
What my dad one time said that he fell asleep at the wheel and was woken up by those rumble strips on the side of the road.
Oh, you told me about this.
On the opposite side of the two-way highway.
That is terrible.
So that's where my genetics have led me. That's my headline.
Hey, you! Mister! You need some news! I've got news here! Just ask me, please! I need to give out news!
Man wearing TV on head caught on camera leaving old TVs on Virginia front porches.
Yes, I saw this.
Listen here, every YouTuber, this is a good prank. You like giving a homeless person $1,000, but it's Monopoly money? Not a cool prank.
It's not fun.
You giving a dog a taser? Not a good prank. Leaving old TVs on other people's doorsteps, it's a minor inconvenience, it's weird as hell, it's harmless, that's a good prank.
Also wearing a TV on your head.
Very good little touch there.
Yeah.
I would like to know why he... Did they figure out who's doing this? It's the perfect crime. Is it a crime?
Apparently they have not...
I don't know.
They have not found the guy yet. They're not going to do anything because the only real crime he committed was illegal dumping.
I was going to say, could it be littering of some sort?
We had a story about illegal dumping a while back. An athletic director that pooped on the field?
No, it was the...
Principal
superintendent.
Or something? Superintendent?
Superintendent!
The pooperintendent. There it is.
My favorite part of this entire article is this one quote that we got from one of the homeowners that had a TV dropped off at his house.
Okay.
Homeowner Jim Brooksbank, when asked about it, said,
Brooksbank.
He's committed to his trade.
He sure is. His trade is illegal dumping, and I respect that.
Hey! You look like you haven't been paying attention to the news lately. Do you need a newspaper? I bet you do. Here's one. Take it. No. Why are you giving it back?
We gotta see if the urchin wants to record some more of those.
He's this, strike.
This one is kind of a corny headline, but I love the article. Residents perturbed over cat's ouster from police force.
You just said like three words that I don't think I know what the definition is.
I think you said them all in
this
such
is a real
way.
This is an Associated Press news article.
All right, I mean, I trust your judgment here.
A North Carolina police department is evicting its pet cat named Sergeant Butters, and some residents are mounting a campaign to bring him back.
I'm furious already. Sergeant Butters deserves better than this. He deserves better than this.
Is Colonel Toast there?
It's a dog.
To back him up?
Is there more to this story?
Yeah, the Moxville Police Department's resident feline needed a new home after concerns were raised about a pregnant woman who worked in the building and said she couldn't be around cats.
Kick her out of the building. How about that?
She's fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Sergeant Butters needs to stay.
Yeah. Can you get PETA involved in this one?
Absolutely. Hey, PETA, could you for once
do something
good? Also, you know what's great on a little...
Instead of feeding a fed horse all the time?
You know what's great on little PETA? Little butter.
Hey, you! You need some news! Come get the news from me!
Also, there's a Facebook page called Save Sarge Butters. It has nearly 600 members. That was last Thursday.
Now it's at 601.
Authorities. Woman pulls gator from pants during traffic stop.
That's normal. It happens to me every day.
Mrs. Florida is bleep, right?
Oh, yeah. Florida. Okay. Yeah. Punta Gorda, Florida. Gator. That was a
Excuse
tongue
me?
Twister in and of itself.
He got it.
Punta Gorda, Florida. Yeah. Baffles me
that,
also.
Near Miami?
Is that a croc in your pants? You just happy to see me? In traffic. You just happy to be in traffic.
It's like an alligator.
I can't tell the difference, I'll be honest.
Officials say a Florida woman who pulled a small alligator from her yoga pants during a traffic stop and illegally possessed numerous other wild animals has been sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to four charges.
That seems so dangerous.
Crocodiles are a little bit thinner.
Okay.
Alligator's a little bit more broader.
Which one was this?
Alligator.
It's even more impressive that she got this in her yoga pants.
Alligators are the American, or more native to America than crocodiles are.
It was
they actually live in France, so we just...
It was a 1 foot gator.
You occasionally just find them in America.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah. In pants of women in Florida?
Yep. It was a 1 foot gator.
I'm not curious. Where are crocodiles from, Beards? I assume you know the answer to this?
I think it's more like African and Australia.
Oh, no.
I think he's actually.
Those are pretty far apart.
That's not even the best part of this article.
Well, Noah's Ark.
Also, during the traffic stop, deputies found a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack with 41 three-striped turtles inside.
So
awesome. She has a sense of irony.
I've got
By
a
By the way,
story.
Don't Google crocodile because it's a really depressing story, but it's the first one for a depressing crocodile-based story.
You want a good story? I have a story about a Ninja Turtle backpack.
No, I'm sad. Yeah, right. I want it.
So where I used
Is it a turtle shell?
Yeah, so I had like a turtle shell backpack, I couldn't find it. And so I grew up in the country. And so, like, outside, a turtle shell that I thought was my backpack. And I got to pick it up. And it's an actual snapping turtle.
No! That is pretty big, right?
Yeah. It almost, I'm like 5 years old.
I almost got too close
to a snapping turtle. My dad caught me at, like, the last minute or second.
Gee, how old were you?
Like, 5.
How dumb were you?
Five,
that,
man.
There's no way the backpack looked like a snapping turtle
From a
shell.
Distance, it did.
Yeah, but it can't bite you from a distance. It's not a freaking jump.
But at that point, I started like running towards it. So I was like, oh, there's my backpack. I'm going to run towards it. And,
dumb kid. Yeah. Stupid, Rudy.
As
Bad.
You know, so like I now wear I wear glasses and contacts. I didn't get glasses and contacts until 6th grade. So,
wow. Okay, you know what?
My eyesight sucked for a while.
That makes sense, actually.
The first day I put contacts in, I was like, whoa.
It's like, wow, there's snapping turtles. My backpack's been an actual snapping, turtle this whole time. I've been shoving my pens and pencils down the mouth of a snapping turtle.
Oh, man.
No wonder I can't get them out.
Yeah,
to be fair, that's less plastic than it would have consumed in the ocean.
It's a great point.
I know.
Also, don't put a snapping turtle in the ocean. It drowns, doesn't it?
I mean, turtles, but not snapping turtles.
I think snapping turtles are like freshwater animals. Yes.
A tortoise is more for the sea.
Oh, yeah, because there's that one, like, it's an image of, like, a woman, like, throwing a tortoise into a lake, being, like, returning it home, and all of the replies are like, yo, that turtle is dead as hell, because that one can't swim.
Yep.
That you just drowned that tortoise.
Yep.
By the way, Logan, this story reminded me, there was one story that I remember years ago where animal control had to go to this apartment in New York because they had, like, noise complaints or whatever, and there was, like, a lion there, and they were trying to get the lion out. And as they were getting the lion out, a crocodile came from out of the laundry that was on the ground.
And it was like, hi, this is my house. What are you doing, my lion? You can hit the button whenever you want, Beards.
Here's another headline.
Ohio State University seeks to trademark the word the.
I mean, I get it. That word's never been used anywhere else.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's a very uncommon word.
Yeah.
When you say the, I know it's the context.
When you say
this is
the,
so dumb.
It's not like
you have to finish with the word.
It's not
Ohio State University.
It's the.
Yeah, the.
It's the.
Yeah.
And
every time I read a book and a sentence starts with the, I'm like Ohio State University.
Yeah, it's not like they're trying to copyright the most used word in the English language.
I'm gonna see if I can look up the most used word in the English language. I said it 3 times there, though. I think.
So the headline makes it very, very good.
Headline.
But The Ohio State University headline. Wow. So, Ohio State University wants to trademark...
The Ohio State University.
They just want to trademark the word the.
The Ohio State University word the.
When used as part of the school's name
the.
On university merchandise.
Number one, according to the Oxford English Corporate...
The Ohio State University Oxford
the,
Corporate English...
Yes, is the word. The? Is the Ohio State University
the,
word
the
Ohio
State
University.
University. Yeah, I see that also.
So
B is second.
The right, okay, top 10 words. Ready? Top 10 to 1, the top 10 used words in the English language. Number 10, I. Number 9, have. Number 8, that.
Are number you reading the sentence?
7,
I have that.
In. Number 6,
in.
A.
I have that in A.
Number 5, and. Number 4, of. Number 3, to. Number 2, B. Number 1, the.
Ohio
so
State
it does
University.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know what number the word C is?
13.
What? The word C. You know what number that's ranked in the top 100 words?
I don't see it on this list, actually.
You 68? Just use it again. So now, well, it just went up to 68 because we reset it again.
Oh, that's 69. Nice.
I don't get it.
Who's tired of the news?
The Ohio State University
News.
Do a
headline instead.
Woman seen on video getting Tesla Model 3 chip implanted in her arm to start. I love
a lot
this story.
Of chip
yes,
stuff
especially
so far.
After you said you wanted
I'm
a
hungry.
Chip implanted into your body to
he
do
said
something
chip
cool.
Just then, in case the FCC is listening. Yeah, I would like. Well, so what is? Hold on. What you doing here?
She is getting a chip from like a car key.
The.
He didn't say the. I was been waiting on it. And he didn't
I,
say
I
it.
Have
implanted
two.
Into her arm so she can start her car.
Ohio State University.
The chip unlocks and
man,
starts
that joke
the car.
Was so good, and then you ruined it. I'd like more of this story, please.
Yeah, so she recently had this chip implanted into her arm. She uploaded it into a YouTube video because, of course, she's a YouTuber. Because that's not surprising
well,
to anybody.
Is.
Yeah.
I'm on Vine.
This is not the first time
my
she's
Ohio
implanted.
State University time.
This is not the first time she's implanted an RFID chip into her body.
You got a lot of flesh. You can put a lot of chips in there. Doritos, Lay's. This is what we talked about with Brooke for the first segment. Logan has a look of disgust on his face right now, and I wish you would share it with the audience. The Ohio State University audience, sorry.
So when she...
Please don't sue.
When she got the first one...
The Ohio State University first one. God.
When she,
keep up.
When she got
her first one,
her first RFID chip in her hand, she put it in her hand.
Sure.
When she would put her phone in her hand, it would automatically open up the web browser and go to her web page. It also works with her front door.
Front door, I get. Car, I kind of get.
This is more common, I think, than people think. I was actually watching a documentary, like in, I think it was either Sweden or Switzerland. Like this, like a lot of people have this for like for office keys, essentially.
A little key fob, dude. Yeah. If I can get my keychain down by a bunch,
into,
I don't
like,
need a car key or an apartment key or a work key. If I could just go, point your finger's the car, middle finger is for getting into into my apartment, ring finger is for getting into the office, the Ohio State University office, pinky finger. I don't know. I don't need any more keys than that.
So this chip that she's putting for her Tesla in her left hand.
Yeah.
All she has, she doesn't, it's not like she has to point at it or anything and it'll start the car.
She
sure.
has
no.
to be near.
She has to put the key in her hand.
She just has to be near the Ohio State University car.
Yes.
Wait yeah. a second. She has to still put
Wait, she still
her
has to hold
key into her hand.
The Ohio State University keys?
Yes.
Well, that
and it will
efficient.
And it will unlock and start the car.
Yeah, that defeats
start
the purpose.
Start the Ohio State
defeats
University car.
And it defeats the
Ohio
State
University purpose. Yeah.
News!
Son can't use name shared with dad to market competing firm.
All right, yeah, I'm good. I'm into this.
A South Carolina personal injury lawyer known for his ads has won an award keeping his son from using their shared name to market a competing law firm. So his son is working for a separate personal injury law firm.
Man.
His dad sued to make sure he never got to use his name. And he won.
Their
never
Thanksgivings
be
must be
George
the Ohio State University worst.
George Sink Sr. fired his son in February, nearly a year after he began working for John Sink, PA Personal Injury Lawyers. Days later, Sink Jr. opened George Sink II Law Firm.
So, but he has to just name it something else now because he can't use the same name. The Ohio State University.
How about just the Ohio State University George firm?
Feels like a safe bet.
Yeah. That feels right, right?
Is there a quote from the Ohio State University father in that article? I'd be curious to see what he was bringing to the table.
There is not.
All right. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
There is one from the judge.
I would like that, please.
Said the names are names and logos are confusingly similar. He says the older firm has spent,
really?
Quote, an exorbitant amount of money on ads, and it would be fair to let the son benefit from the marketing.
Unfair, probably.
From the Ohio State University marketing.
It wouldn't be fair. Yeah.
Wouldn't be fair. There it is. Yeah. Okay, very good. Your reading skills are not the Ohio State University best they've ever been.
News!
They are the Ohio State University better than Tucker's, though. Wait, sorry,
what?
Tucker, if you're listening.
I don't think the sentence made sense.
The sentence didn't make sense, but it made me laugh. It's fine. It made me laugh.
News!
Angry bishop. Thanks, Beards.
Just a reminder.
Thanks, Beards. Oh. It can't get worse.
For a split second, I thought he actually said it again.
I thought I did, too. Yeah. I was really like, thought I was in Inception for a
what,
second.
What, the Ohio
really
State University hell?
Angry wasps help German police nab fleeing fugitive.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Yes. No.
Yes.
No. Maybe. I'd like the story, please.
A fugitive in Germany has been nabbed thanks to the help of angry wasps. Oldenburg police said the unusual sting operation... It's a good pun.
Bleep off.
Took place Monday after officers tried to arrest a 32-year-old man to serve an outstanding 11-month custodial sentence. The suspect, whose name wasn't released, fled from police and jumped from a balcony, only to land straight onto a wasp's nest.
Oh, man.
It's the Ohio State University uncommon sting operation. Yeah, that sounds miserable, and I feel bad for this fugitive. What did you say what his crime was? Did I miss that? I was busy thinking about my joke.
It doesn't say.
Great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that that's cruel and unusual.
There was a video I saw over the weekend of these people found just an abandoned car out in the woods or whatever, and it was literally full of just a wasp nest. Like, almost to the top, to the roof.
Ohio State University.
Yeah.
News!
I hate that.
LG smart refrigerator used for tweeting by teen whose mom banned electronics. I can't blame the kid for
that's
that.
That's a loophole,
no,
man.
Absolutely.
Life is like 90% finding loopholes.
I would tweet for my refrigerator all the time. All the Ohio State University time. Please undo. Is there more to that story? It's a very good headline, and I would like a smart refrigerator just so I could tweet from it. Because you know how you can see on Twitter, like, sent from iPhone, sent from TweetDeck, sent from desktop. Sent from refrigerator
sent from
is
refrigerator.
Pretty good.
Oh, man. That would
be commitment.
It really is.
Sent from toaster.
So I story time, you can turn off the music. I got a toaster. It's not the whole story. Whenever I was living with a bunch of other people, we also said I got a big pack of just random stickers. There was one sticker that just said Wi-Fi.
Speaking of which.
Stuck it on the toaster.
Guess what? Got delivered to my house tonight. I think it was today. That 100-piece sticker pack. I forgot to tell you.
I forgot that you bought a sticker pack. We had another sticker draft.
I'm pretty sure it delivered today. It was either the packages were split up between today and tomorrow. I think it was in the one that got delivered today.
I forgot what's in this one.
This is like just 100 random ones.
Okay.
News!
You can go to the next one.
News!
The Ohio State University next.
Car thief Henry Ford arrested in Michigan, officials say.
Was he stealing a Chevy?
Is Henry Ford
gotta
still
be old as hell? Well, this one is. Yeah, please. Story.
So, Henry Ford, a notorious car thief wanted for violating his patrol.
Henry Ford, 1863,
parole,
right?
Was captured Wednesday morning in southeast Michigan. Ford was arrested in Inkster, about 20 miles west of Detroit, around 8:15 a.m.
All I care about is
led him on a
what
brief
kind of
car,
car
chase. It's not telling me.
Unbelievable. Well, we can at least focus on the fact that that's an incredible work from a 156-year-old man.
I got it. Marshals said Ford is likely to be charged with other crimes. He had a warrant out for his arrest in the nearby city of Livonia for stealing tires off a Ford.
Thank God I can sleep at night.
News!
satirical blank page book on Brazilian president goes viral.
I'm at least kind of interested. I don't know what this... this isn't quite as straightforward. The Ohio State University for it.
This
as the Ohio State University other ones.
This one's fantastic.
This
it is my
gotta be old,
second
right?
favorite headline.
By the end of the Ohio State University segment, it will be.
A book purporting to explain why Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro...
Keep trying to confident.
Quote,
bitch up. Nailed it.
Should be respected and trusted has gone viral on social media after it became apparent that 188 of its 190 pages are completely blank.
That's awesome. That's very, very funny.
They wrote a book about how great this president is, only for 188 pages of the 190 to be completely blank.
Must have been a pain to edit.
And the first two pages are probably a table of contents and a thank you.
Rest in peace, copy editors.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's fair.
Is that you said that's your second favorite one? Is that your second to last
that's
one?
That's my second to last one.
Let's close it down. Logan's going to go out with a bang, or maybe a whimper, maybe both.
News!
Trooper finds parked driver playing Pokemon Go on 8 phones.
The number of people who tagged me in this tweet today makes me so proud to be the person that I am. Read it!
A Washington State trooper who pulled over to help what he thought was a disabled vehicle found something else instead. The driver had 8 phones simultaneously playing the video game Pokemon Go. The driver was stopped on the shoulder of Highway 518 in Berrien, south of Seattle, on Tuesday evening.
Did anybody else notice, like, it's just styrofoam that he just has these phones in?
No.
Yeah, like, if you look at the picture, it's just
styrofoam.
It just looks like a styrofoam, like, almost like a lid to, like, a styrofoam cooler or something, and he just, like, carved out, like, phone holes,
yeah,
basically.
Just, like, small holes that were like, this adequate is like, enough to fit an iPhone inside.
You know, like, the old man in Japan, or maybe not Japan, as China,
he has,
but he's
like,
got,
a
like,
big,
the bicycle
like,
setup.
Web.
This is, like, the redneck setup.
This guy's phone bill is outrageous.
Gotta be. Well, Rudy would know. Rudy's a quarter of the way to being that guy, so I think we're looking at his future.
How many? I have two. That's true.
Well, I mean, that guy had 8.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this to springboard into. I legitimately believe there's a decent chance that the Kansas City Police Department subtweeted us today.
I think they did. I think they proved it.
There was a tweet from 7 hours ago that said, are the kids playing Pokemon Go again? It seems like we're hearing stuff about it again. Signed the non-Pokemon aware KCPD tweeter.
Yeah, this is us.
Man. I retweeted it and said, did we just get subtweeted by the Kansas City Police Department at Rudy? And they responded just saying it's kind of a big deal.
So here's all I'm saying. I'm not saying we're like
so they're watching
famous. Like this is not that's like what I'm afraid this of. Is not that like we're famous or anything. But how many people playing Pokemon Go are like either on radio or TV or something?
So, I mean, it's a great
actively talking about
very
it.
Very few, and then they're making fun of us for playing Pokemon Go on the rest of these shows.
Yes,
I will just say,
and the rest of the shows are obviously bigger than our show, but like it's about us,
not in our hearts,
in our enlarged hearts. I will say about this tweet here. Obviously, if the KCPD is listening, we're obviously not playing while we're driving, but I will say that tweeting this out while driving was a real pain in the ass.
News!
Those are the headlines?
Those are the headlines, but I do have something here.
Okay.
I think this is a great article, but I completely disagree for this last sentence. Smith asked the driver to put the phones in the back seat and move along because stopping on the shoulder is for emergencies only. And if trying to catch Pokemon and Pokemon Go is not an emergency, I don't know what is.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, if you look on the picture, like, he's trying to catch a legendary Pokemon on at least 3 of those phones. If that's not an emergency, yeah, that Rayquaza.
The Ohio State University Rayquaza.
The Ohio State University Rayquaza. That, like, that green snake thing.
It's a dragon.
Dragon. Snake dragon.
It was number one draft pick in my Pokemon draft sticker draft.
Yeah, it was.
The Ohio State University number one draft pick.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah.
And that is the end of my The Ohio State University headlines.
It's The Ohio State University end of The Ohio State University headlines from Logan, The Ohio State University in Turchin. You're right, this was really a pain in the ass by The Ohio State University end of the segment. This is The Ohio State University one and only almost entirely sports.
News!
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
We're here for a one-on-one interview with our friend Travis Kelce. Travis, I know you listen to a lot of Almost Entirely Sports. What do you think about Joshua Briscoe and Beards McFly?
I mean, I don't think they suck. I can tell you that.
Thank you, Travis.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so here's the thing. We got 20 minutes to do two segments. We got a bunch of Chiefs audio that I've been attempting to play for a while now. Usually chasing headlines with serious Chiefs talk is a difficult one.
It's hard.
But like one of them is Travis Kelce talking. And that liner would lend itself to going straight to Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm. Is it him talking about John Lovett?
It's not.
Okay.
He's going to be on the IR.
John Lovett's 100% an IR.
I may legitimately do like a 53-man roster prediction tomorrow. Just
I heard you talking about that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you were listening.
I mean, I stopped for a little bit because Beards is in the Sports Center, but I turned back in.
Don't let Beards' ineptitude keep you from listening to the show.
The first, when Beards doesn't
make
Sports
that
Center,
liner, Beards.
When Beards doesn't hit a Sports Center, like the first 5 minutes of that hour, I tune out.
Honestly, for me, like I essentially tune out because all of the rage. I can hear the blood pumping
through
my ears.
Nothing but red.
Yeah, I'm just straight up seeing red at that point. So a couple of NFL things. Andrew Luck, that's a disaster. Keenan Allen's going to miss the entire preseason. Melvin Gordon and the Chargers are apparently not any closer.
Do the
AFC
Chargers have any position players? Do they have any skill players? I don't know why I said position players.
I think there's still
term,
an Eckler. Like yeah, Eckler's still
Eckler.
There.
They have Mike Williams.
There's all every team has a Mike Williams. Well, yeah. I don't know which one it is anymore, but there's a Mike Williams there. Is it the good one? Do they have the good Mike Williams?
I think they have the good Mike Williams.
But it's not like the great Mike Williams.
No,
it's not like
no.
the good Steve Smith.
No.
It's a real step down.
It's a solid Mike Williams. Mike Williams with potential for greatness.
Right now, I saw on Twitter earlier, actually, the guy taking like the fourth string reps for the Chargers at running back is just three of Philip Rivers' kids stacked up on each other in a trench coat. They move out to the slot.
It's not a trench coat. It's those giant coats that all the players wear.
Oh, that's
the
good. Like the big parka.
Yeah.
The oversized parka. Yeah. Just three of Rivers' kids stacked up on each other and they split out into the slot. The problem there is that they did that and then immediately after they put on a Chargers parka, their knee exploded. It's horrible.
All three of them.
I showed Rudy this a couple. I think it was on
even
Tuesday.
The kid at home.
But somebody had like modded Madden.
Yes.
And they had done a Chargers offense of Philip Rivers playing quarterback and every single one of his children playing another position on the offense. And it's like a real video, like right, like the starting lineups animation to open up a game of Madden.
With children?
Yes.
With
Philip Rivers' children? Philip Rivers' children. And they're like tiny, like they're like the minimum height. They're like four foot tall.
I cannot find this.
At tight end, Sarah Rivers. Wide receiver, Peter Rivers.
How did you find this?
It's on, I just Googled Philip Rivers Madden mod. And the first thing that popped up. Madden player hilariously makes Chargers off.
Thank God. I was so afraid I wasn't going to be able to find this.
Madden did Philip Rivers dirty by making the Chargers starting offense all of his kids.
It's fantastic.
I'm clicking on the Twitter video.
Yeah, so am I. I double checked that I muted it, which I'm guessing Rudy.
I did same, yeah.
Okay, thank God. They're going to have the meanest like Thanksgiving football team whenever he stops playing in the NFL. My God, can you imagine running into that freaking buzzsaw?
That like if whenever you know how like
it's going to be like Peyton Manning in that SNL commercial.
You know, like in movies, like there's like the company picnics and like you take your family and your kids and you play football. Like the Rivers are going to dominate the picnics.
It's just the one team or the one family that's way more into it than anybody else.
Everyone just are like tossing the football around and Philip Rivers is
just
mother bleeping.
Rivers got a play call.
Eye black is good. The little Buzz Lightyear armband thing is good.
And, of course, they do the thing where, like, somebody misses catching the ball and it just kind of rolls over off screen. And then you just see a foot come down and smash on the little kitty ball. And they just have, like, one of the regulation ones and they just beat them in the head with it.
They're just, I mean, intense huddles. They all clap on ready, break. Yeah. All of the children scatter.
Yeah, it's going to be a company football game. And it's going to be Philip Rivers' kids versus every other kid that's a part of that company at all.
No, I've got this. This is what we need. This is to settle everything.
I'm listening.
Philip Rivers, the Rivers family versus the Cromartie family.
Oh, that's so good.
Winner owns football.
What is
it,
like a 12-team bracket?
Winner just owns football at that point.
They own sex at that point.
Which is football.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Now, the Cromartie family's got a bit more depth. You know, they got some subs. He's got 14 kids.
He's got specialists.
Yeah.
Antonio Cromartie has.
They can rest a little bit more.
Antonio Cromartie's kid football team legitimately has more kids on it than my high school football team did by the end of my senior season.
A lot of
Same. We were down to like 13.
Yeah, it's
I still never played. That's a joke. I did play very poorly.
They also in this in the game they include his wife. Cromartie has obviously got multiple moms.
You're right.
He's got like at least 20
does.
Here.
He does definitely have the advantage as far as the numbers game.
It's
That's
like
20 true.
To 9. So his team is going to be more rested.
But Rivers is the quarterback, man.
But Rivers has
all-time
got quarterback handles.
He's out there just great 80, kill. All the kids like the offensive line like they put in a shift and there's motion around the backfield. Yeah. Everyone just set up. I imagine.
Also, I feel like their chemistry.
Oh,
it's spot on.
It's basically like watching NFL Street 2.
Just point
like,
at one, just point at one of the kids. Wink, wink.
Rivers is doing hand motions.
Mike. But Mike is just one of his 79 kids. He's not calling out the linebacker.
They're
going
to have to.
Child.
The Rivers family's going to have to Iron Man. You got to play offense and defense. The Camardis,
they have
bodies that can play defense,
and
that's it.
Defense, yeah.
I think the Rivers family just wants like they want to be on the field. Like, can you imagine? How young is the youngest Rivers?
Pretty young. I think they just had one during the season.
Old enough to hold a football on the ground?
The youngest. The youngest one was like, I don't actually even know if the ninth child's been born yet or was just born recently, but like, it's about the time that the ninth child's
born. Get some pads on that kid!
I like the last sentence of this article, though. There's no disputing Rivers will raise good kids, but the question remains, can he lead a team of them?
Do you think
500 yards.
Do you think that four...
And their field goal. One of the kids misses a field goal kick that costs them a chance in the Super Bowl.
He's grounded for the next year.
Philip Rivers just disowns him.
Oh, the Rivers family doesn't kick? Hey, hell you think you're talking to?
Going for it on fourth down every time.
It's a charge joke.
I'm sorry. I had a joke that I've been sitting on here for a minute, and
sorry,
I got distracted.
What was your joke?
I was going to say, do you think that at the birth that Rivers kind of gets under center to take the snap? What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, probably.
And the doctors are like, push, like, hot.
So what you're saying is,
honey, come on.
So what you're saying is, his wife is obviously the center of the team.
Yes, she's at center.
Honey,
for sure.
I said
Got
on
it.
Three.
Yeah, let's go.
Ball start.
Fumble.
One time he gets the kid and he starts dropping back to pass and all of the doctors are like, no. They wrap him up.
Run the Statue of Liberty
my
with that.
Favorite segment ever. He's yelling at the oldest child, run a bun hook.
The flea flicker is a nightmare. Sorry, Rudy, you mean the belly button hook? Umbilical cord joke, what's up? We did it, everybody! Wrap it up! This segment's not getting any better. Let's end it before somebody says something horrible accidentally.
We're close.
My belly button. I mean, come on. It's incredible. Do you think they're at the point yet where, like, he can throw one of the children, like, holding
oh,
one of the, like, holding the ball, then they, like, drop it to another kid?
Yeah.
We have a real vision that basically the Rivers family is basically Cirque du Soleil. Yes. What's the Cromartie family doing? Like, because I feel like he was a really good corner. Like,
a really, really good corner.
That's a great matchup.
Yeah.
I mean,
offense, defense.
The problem
quarterback,
is just
quarterback.
Can the Rivers family hit and can the Cromartie family stop reproducing long enough to play offense? What's the oldest? Hold on. What's the oldest Cromartie?
I feel like the oldest Cromartie is older than the oldest Rivers.
Do the dads have to play quarterback?
Probably.
I mean, they've been spreading the ball around for a while now, so I guess that's.
I just looked up an article with the 10 athletes with the most children. Number 9 is Mike Tyson. He says 8 children with an unknown number of women. What does that even mean?
Less than 8, right?
Okay, I just want the top. I want the top 8, and I want a bracket.
Like Sean Kemp's up there on
let's
that list.
Let these eight
really?
People.
Oh, yes.
I don't know Sean
eight,
Kemp.
Eight
kids.
Teams.
Yeah, do you have the list here?
One win.
Right, yeah, let's go 8-1. Let's go brackets. All right, hold on. Yeah. I need to write this down. I got a piece of paper.
Does anybody have a pen?
All right, I got it. So our 1-8 matchup, what's our 1-8?
The eighth seat is Muhammad Ali, 9 children with 5 women.
They're old. They're older. This isn't great.
Well, but maybe Layla we just Ali, pretend I mean, they're all that's like scary. The same.
Also, Muhammad Ali's not playing quarterback, guys.
One's prime.
I found a real gap in this game. All right, let's go a 4-team tournament. Who's our 1-4 seed?
Calvin Murphy, Rockets player, 14 children with 9 women.
We're out of football now. Now we're in basketball.
Listen, it's all applicable here, I think.
All right, what's our 1 seed? Football. Is it Cromartie?
That's the 1 seed right there. It's Calvin Murphy. Calvin Murphy.
Wait, how many kids did he have?
14 with 9 women.
Wow.
Cromartie's got 14.
Evander Holyfield is the 4. He's got 11 children. Evander. He's got 11 children with 6 women.
That's the Foremans. The Foremans are all named George and Georgina. Like, that's not a joke. Okay.
Oh, one of Holyfield's son is a
running back
in George running back in the NFL.
Yep. Yeah, so now I'm imagining the Holyfield, who's actually a professional running back, just truck-sticking 15 Rivers kids.
Peter Rivers.
Just shoulder, 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 shoulder.
Like that awful video that circulated around Twitter of like a grown man playing like 9 and under youth tackle football.
That's what it would look like. Yeah, that's a real problem.
I'm here for that.
All right, we should have ended the segment after I said belly button hook.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I wonder how far you could throw a baby. Feels like a fair question, right?
It's not going to be a perfect spiral, I can tell you that much.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Philip Rivers is throwing a baby. It's definitely not going to be a perfect spiral.
Oh, see, I was going to say the opposite. I think Philip Rivers could throw a perfect
spiral.
His mechanics
are wonky as hell.
Here's the thing. Is it going to be
lofty? You can't sidearm a baby.
Is it going to be lofty? For sure. But it's going to be a spiral.
I never
Patrick Mahomes could absolutely sidearm through spiral a baby.
In my whole life, I would hear sidearm a baby.
You can't sidearm a baby.
I never thought I'd hear that.
Patrick Mahomes could throw a baby 80 yards.
I love this industry.
Perfect spiral.
From Logan, you've interned on this show. You don't have a clue about this industry.
That's fair.
This playground is great. And we're on the monkey bars, and we keep falling and breaking our arms. It's been fun.
We just laugh.
Just keep getting up. Keep getting back on the monkey bars.
But we don't rub dirt on it, though.
That's unsanitary.
Listen, we're not idiots. What was our league leader on children in the NBA, by the way?
Calvin
Murphy.
With how many?
14.
Beards?
It's a lot. Shoot or shoot.
That's what he was wanting.
This man's got an NBA roster full of children.
I mean, honestly, like, somebody's got to step in there, right? Poor choice of words, maybe? I'm not sure. Shoot or
like
shoot.
That's the CDC.
I just, honestly... I wish we would have just gone to 58 seconds of bump music after Beard said shooter shoot. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to finish the show in 10 seconds. Trying to beat shooter shoot.
Let's do it. Is there anything on Twitter? The Ebola cure is a turning point in drug development, experts say.
Let's talk about buying Greenland. Oh, we're out of showtime. All right, thanks to Brooke Pryor, Salazar, and Church and Logan. You've been great. I'm Joshua Briscoe. We'll talk to you next time. Bye. Bye.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.